This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Many in agriculture are wondering what the future will hold under a Joe Biden administration, especially when it comes to trade. Randy Russell is a former USDA undersecretary and the current president of Russell Group in Arlington, Virginia. He spoke during the recent CME Group webinar and says things will look a lot different than they did in the previous 4 years.
The Trump administration focused, as you guys know better than anyone, very heavily on using tariffs as a means to an end. By that, to get people's attention and get them to the negotiating table. He certainly used it on the steel and aluminum tariffs with Canada and Mexico, made some threats on Korea before we got the Chorus Agreement put in place, negotiated a phase one with Japan, certainly imposed significant tariffs on China, and many of those remain.
He does give the administration credit for the phase one trade deal with China. Russell says the next 4 years may be more about cooperative efforts, especially when it comes to dealing with China.
I think relative to China and new Biden administration, I think what you might see is two things. One is an effort to try to put more pressure on China by working with our allies, working with our trading partners to try to put some pressure on China. Number two is I think you might see them try to reduce some of the tariffs or eliminate some of the tariffs. I'm not saying all the tariffs, and see if there is a reciprocal action on the part of the Chinese to try to lower the temperature in the relationship.
He also looks at trade from the Chinese perspective and says it's very different from the U.S. way of doing things.
It doesn't matter who's president in their eyes. They are on a path over the next 20 to 30 years to get to a certain point economic-wise. And up to this point, I think it is pretty clear that they've stolen our technology. They've restricted our foreign investment. They have clearly taken aggressive actions against Hong Kong and the South China Sea. They've had human rights violations in the northwest section of China. And those are all going to be very vexing issues for the Biden team when they come in.
Finally, he says China is going to be a vexing problem for many administrations for years to come. The cover crop premium discount program is returning for 2020, and the Illinois Department of Agriculture is announcing the second year of the Fall Covers for Spring Savings program. This program is applicable for acreage in Illinois that was planted to cover crops this fall and then will be planted to an insurable crop come 2021. Eligible applicants receive $5 an acre discount on the following year's crop insurance invoice for every acre of cover crops that are enrolled and verified within the program. The inaugural season of the premium discount program that was initiated by State Senator Scott Bennett and Andy Menar resulted in an additional 50,000 acres of cover crops planted across Illinois, with 70% of applicants identified as planting a cover crop for the very first time. Farmers are encouraged to take this program into consideration when they make their fall planting decisions. This discount program was designed to promote additional acres of cover crops that are not covered by other state or federal incentives. The Illinois Department of Agriculture will use a combination of tools to verify acres applied for through this pilot program that are planted in a cover crop. The program is only applicable for those with coverage through the USDA's Risk Management Agency Crop Insurance Program. Confirmed applications will be forwarded to the USDA RMA office for processing and applying premium discounts to 2021 crop insurance invoices. Applications will be made available come December, which is already here tomorrow, Tuesday, and they'll be on the Illinois Department of Ag's website. Further information can be obtained for the program by contacting the Illinois Department of Ag in Springfield at 217-782-6297. And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. This fall, look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
Moving on now to local ag news, Andrew Holsinger, horticulture educator serving University of Illinois Extension Unit 18, which is Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County, was honored by the U of I Extension for his innovative use of technology to expand programmatic reach. And Ashley Bell, who is the environmental and energy stewardship educator for District 18, was recognized for her dedicated and impactful work with Extension programs. First off, Holsinger received the Excellence in Technology Award for his recognition of video production work, including the addition of closed captioning to video uploads on the Horticulture YouTube channel. He has been instrumental in introducing various technology platforms to the horticulture team during the transition to remote work during COVID-19. Bell received the Excellence in Program Evaluation Award from the U of I Extension. That award recognizes overall excellence in ensuring evaluation of extension programs to primarily determine the impact of programs on participants, as well as determining the program's improvement. Both awards add to the abundance of awards District 18 has won this year, making District 18 of the U of I Extension one of the best in Illinois. And coming up in local programs from the U of I Extension, this holiday season is bound to be different, but the U of I Extension will be helping families manage the ups and downs, especially with COVID-19 in the mix. In a three-part series starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Extension educators will offer practical tips for you and your family enjoy this special time of year without the fuss. The free online webinars again begin tomorrow at 6:30, December the 1st, and will be at 6:30, December 8th, and the 15th as well. To register, you can just go online at go.illinois.edu/holidays. The webinar lineup includes tomorrow Tuesday's topic of Jolly Good Cooking and Holiday Substitutes, Swaps, and Season's Greetings. You can unwrap fun, festive holiday cooking ideas and learn about quick substitutes, swaps, and the secrets of downsizing your favorite family recipe. Next week on December 8th from 6:30 to 7 is balancing extra calories through the holiday. Learn tips to enjoy your favorite holiday dishes along with physical activity to keep your toes moving into the new year. And finally on Tuesday, December 15th is making a list and checking it twice again from 6:30 to 7. If you're feeling overwhelmed with the holiday season, you can take back control and stay on track as you rein in some of the chaos by making a list and simplifying out your life. These simple steps you can take, and they will decrease your stress so you can enjoy the holiday. Again, the three-part series starts tomorrow Tuesday from 6:30 to 7 and runs every Tuesday through December 15th. More information, contact the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, November 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.